Well, a recent court ruling in Tennessee has caused concern for nurses across the country, including in the Twin Lakes area. Redonda Vaught was a nurse in Nashville who was convicted of reckless homicide after giving a patient the wrong medication, causing that patient's death. Vaught's trial has been closely watched by nurses and medical professionals across the U.S., many of whom worry it could set a precedent of criminalizing medical mistakes. Medical errors are generally handled by professional licensing boards or civil courts, and criminal prosecutions like Vaught's case are exceedingly rare. Shannon Nachtigal is the chief nursing officer at Baxter Regional Medical Center in Mountain Home. Shannon, let's talk about this situation. What kind of impact has this ruling had on nurses at BRMC?
Well, good morning. Shock is probably the best word that I can use to describe it, followed by sadness, increasing fear in the nursing profession, that sometimes when you're afraid, it puts more stress on your ability to do your job. And when there's fear, there's actually even more chance for mistake. So while I don't want to diminish the fact that a patient lost their life, that horribly tragic, and the nurse who got into the profession to take care of people felt like now she had the adverse effect and actually harmed a patient. I can't imagine living with that. You know, in my career, I've made a medication error early in my career. It didn't harm the patient, but for the grace of God, that any of us nurses in this country haven't hurt someone by, having an innocent error.
Right. What kind of procedures does BRMC have to help prevent mistakes like this?
That's a great question, and I wish we had all day for me to answer that. When you think about the complexity of the healthcare system, and you just look locally here at Baxter Regional, and you think about the number of patients we touch in a day, either coming up to get a lab or an x-ray or a CAT scan or a colonoscopy or a surgery, or they're in the emergency room or to be admitted, we touch over 500 lives a day.
Wow.
And so always the very first thing we do is I make sure that we've got the right patient. And that seems really easy, but we identify every time a patient goes in for anything, we use two identifiers. Tell me who you are. Tell me your date of birth. And it sometimes throws the patient off because they think, you don't know who I am, and you're going to, well, trust me, I've been in the situation where I've said, let's say it's you, Brad. Mm-hmm. Are you Brad? And either the patient couldn't understand or didn't hear, or maybe is a little confused, afraid they're at the hospital, and they just answer yes. So we ask, tell me your name, and when is your date of birth. So very first, patient identification. And in the specific case of Miss Vaught, medications are very, very, very complex, and we have a system where we scan the patient's name bracelet, we scan the drug, and we always use our five rights of medication practice. And you think, well, if you do all the things you've been taught to do, how can a medication error still reach the patient? Well, we are very busy, we get distracted, we get interrupted, we're on our way to give somebody medicine, and we get five phone calls or go to this room or go to that room. So distractions can happen. And so even if you have the right patient and you have the right medication, are they allergic to the medication? Are they on something else that can interact with that drug? Mm-hmm. There are many, many, many things that go into making sure that medications are dispensed safely. Another big safety practice we use at the hospital related to surgery is what's called a timeout. So when a patient comes in for a surgical procedure, we ask, tell me your name, tell me your date of birth, and tell me why you're here. Once again, a patient may think, what do you mean? You don't know why I'm here.
Right.
But once again, if I say, Mr. Smith, are you here to have your gallbladder removed? Patients say yes, when it may be, I'm having my knee replaced. So tell me why you're here. We want, and then right before the patient's skin is cut, we stop. Everybody in the room stops. Surgeon, anesthesia, scrub techs, nurse. Do we have the right patient? Are we doing the right procedure? What is this patient's allergies? What side are we doing? Are we replacing the right knee or the left knee? Mm-hmm. Because there has been in our country wrong side surgeries that have taken place. And we go, is the patient agreeing to blood? I mean, all these things we go through before we start a procedure. So, you know, we get into the profession to take care of people, and the last thing we want to do is harm somebody.
Let me ask you this, Shannon, with the effects of COVID-19, the pandemic, what it's had on the nursing community and now this, what would you say to someone who's maybe thinking about becoming a nurse?
That's a good question, and I've already had several of those conversations with either high school students or nurses that are in nursing school or just coming out. First of all, you know, people might ask, why in the world would you become a nurse after this horrible pandemic? Mm-hmm. And it's a really good question to contemplate. But the thing I tell the new nurses coming out is the same reason you were going to do it before. You're coming into this profession to take care of people who need you in their lowest, sickest, you know, most fearful times. And that's what you're called to do. And so stick with that. Stick with that calling. We made it through the pandemic. We joined together, and together we got through that. So same reason. And then with this this nurse's verdict, we've had nurses across the country. I've read article after article where nurses have just left the profession. It just kind of put mm-hmm. the icing on the cake. You know, I can serve prison time for a human error. And it's not worth it. It's not worth it to me to do that. So at Baxter Regional, we spend an enormous amount of time. We have what's called the Good Catch program. We encourage people to speak up. We have things that happen on a daily basis that don't reach the patient. So speak up. Tell us about that. Tell us what happened. Tell us how this almost could have happened so that we can prevent it from happening. We reward our employees for speaking up. And we feel like this verdict could stop that. Right. I'm not going to speak up anymore. I'm not going to tell anybody because I could go to prison. This nurse immediately spoke up. This patient, we don't have a lot of time left, but this patient had a traumatic brain injury and was in the MRI. And she gave the wrong medication that resulted in a tragic death. And she immediately spoke up when she figured out what had happened. And she lost her license. She lost her job. She has had to suffer through the fact that she took somebody's life. And now she faces up to 8 years in prison for speaking up. At Baxter Regional, if you speak up, you know, that's the only way we're going to stop and prevent errors reaching to the patient going forward.
You bet.
So we really support that. Just what's called a just culture. Speak up. Let us prevent this from happening to somebody else.
Great information this morning. We appreciate you being in with us.
Well, thank you. I'm sorry for the topic. And again, we really, really, really work every day to make sure our patients are safe.
And I'm sure I've learned a lot, and I know a lot of listeners have as well.
Well, good.
What goes on behind the scenes.
All right. Yes. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Shannon.
All right.
Shannon Nachtigall, the Chief Nursing Officer of Baxter Regional Medical Center.